Hello, Radioland. Welcome to the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. The CPF Radio Hour is brought to you by the Cary Playwrights Forum. You can learn more about our nonprofit organization at caryplaywrightsforum.org. This play was made possible through a collaboration between the CPF Radio Hour and the Greensboro Playwrights Forum. The Forum is a talented group of writers, directors, and actors based out of Greensboro, North Carolina. If you are a dramatic writer living in North Carolina, or if you want to get involved, search for Greensboro Playwrights Forum on Facebook and ask to join the group and stay current on upcoming events and meetings. Two best friends out on a fishing boat. Nothing but sea and sky. It seems so peaceful, but for Jim, it's the worst birthday ever.
How long have we been out here, Brady?
I stopped counting after the water ran out.
That was 2 days ago. How long before then?
I don't know, Jim. A week? Maybe 10 days?
I thought you'd know how long it's been.
The days sort of all just blur together.
Well, you don't have much longer.
I know.
3-4 days tops.
I know.
We're 60% water. Every living cell we have needs it to survive.
Yes.
And here we are, surrounded by salt water.
Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink.
The rhyme of the ancient mariner, yes?
Yes.
Sounds like Carl's gone bad.
That was fast.
Sucks that he got himself bitten.
Even more so that we didn't know he'd turn. He almost got us.
His wife will be devastated.
Unless she's turned too.
Sucks he turned on my birthday.
Sorry about that.
Should we cut him free?
He's not hurting anymore.
He will when we find land.
Well, we haven't found any yet.
We might.
Well, the last land we saw was infested.
But that was a Coast Guard station. Lots of people there.
You think we can find a secluded spot?
Maybe.
Well, then what do we do?
Go ashore, find water, food, people.
Well, with our luck, we'll just find more like Carl.
Maybe.
Well, maybe we should try to catch something to eat.
With what?
I don't know.
One of us could jump in the water and try to catch something with our hands.
Are you crazy? Who's to say the fish aren't infected too?
We haven't seen any.
It doesn't mean they're not.
I know.
Besides, what if we drift the wrong way and Carl gets us?
Okay. Not my best idea.
Not your worst, either.
No. My worst was suggesting we go on a fishing trip for my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Oh. What was that?
I don't know.
Well, maybe it was just a whale.
I don't think so.
Shark?
Not helping.
Sorry.
What in the hell?
Huh? Huh?
Oh my god! The tentacle has got my leg! Get it off me! Jesus, that was close.
It was.
I've never seen an octopus that big.
Squid.
What?
Squid. It was a giant squid.
Oh.
Well, I guess that answers that question.
Huh?
Whether or not the animals can get infected too.
How could you tell?
Well, Humboldt squid are red and white with flashes of black. That was gray.
It was dead.
It'll come back, won't it?
Probably. It knows we're here now.
What do we do?
What can we do?
We've got to try for land again.
Well, do you see any land? We're too far out.
So we just wait here to be eaten by a giant squid?
Or Carl, yes.
Got me! Got me! Jim, help me!
Worst birthday ever.
That That was Worst Birthday Ever, an audio play by Jenny Slonitsky. Starring tonight's show were David Kleansky as Jim and Tim Coyle as Brady. Sound effects and editing by Christian O'Neill. This has been the Cary Playwrights Forum Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. Good night, and break a leg.